I wanted to take a brief moment to tell you about Email Tool Tester. Email Tool Tester is the place to get started with email marketing with its reviews of email marketing services like GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, and many more. Here you can compare the best newsletter, CRM, and marketing automation tools for your small to medium-sized business. Grab their free ebook called The Email Marketing Crash Course at frugal.show/email tool tester. Again, that's frugal.show/email tool tester. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me. This is really, really fun. I appreciate it. So a little bit about my history. I spent 18 years working in the corporate world, doing things from working in client services in the financial services industry. I pursued a career working at Patagonia. I networked my way to the top of Patagonia's corporate headquarters in California. And when I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, I got back into financial services, lost my job, was unemployed for 14 months, which was horrible. And then I got a job working as a project manager for a marketing firm. And throughout all that time, I really, really wanted to make money on my own. I did not like asking for time off. I did not like working overtime when I already was working overtime. I wanted my own autonomy. And I knew like I probably could make more money working for myself than for someone else. And then it was just a matter of figuring out what that business was. So at one point, I thought that my business would be as a lingerie designer. I became a certified professional bra maker. I had my own sewing studio in my apartment. I had clients paying me to make custom bras, but I hated it. I really, really did not like it. And I was conflicted and confused because I was like, I thought that I would like this. I spent all this time and money making it happen, and then I didn't like it. So one morning, someone called and asked me out for coffee, and I jumped at that opportunity. And that's when I realized, like, maybe I've created the wrong business for me. And maybe I need to revisit, like, what kind of business do I want? And what do I really want to do? And what am I really, really good at? What would I want to do more than anything in the world? And it was meet people for coffee. Like, I love meeting people one-on-one for coffee. It is my most favorite thing to do in the world. And so I have created a business around meeting people one-on-one. And of course, maybe I don't meet with them. There isn't coffee all the time when I meet with them, but it is meeting with someone one-on-one, helping them get clear on what it is that they want and encouraging them to go out and pursue it because they have the strengths and the abilities to go do that. And so my business now is helping entrepreneurs get focused and aligned in their businesses so that they can have the business of their dreams. So I have bootstrapped my business by paying for everything from my own personal bank account. And I have never used my Roth IRA or my traditional IRA that I started, you know, back when I was 22 and first got into my professional career. But so I've never used that, but I have paid for everything and saved for everything from the jobs that I have had. So I've never asked for a loan. I don't have any investors, anything in my business that I want to consider, such as a coach or a class or a course or a program. I have paid for myself. And sometimes I've had to go out and get a part-time job in order to continue building my business so that I could have my business, but I also needed to pay the bills. Because when you're first starting out, there is so much to learn and everything. It costs a lot in order to learn a lot. And you try things out and you might mess up or you realize, ooh, that thing was not for me. And people these days are really, really good at addressing the pain points that we as entrepreneurs have while building a business. So it's really easy to get caught up in like, oh, I definitely need that. And a lot of times I like to learn, how did that entrepreneur create a business around that particular course or program or product or service? And sometimes I'm really tempted just to sign up for it because I want to learn from them and just see how they're doing it. But then that isn't actually helpful. So long story short, I have learned to say yes to the things that I know I need and say no to the things that it's like, yeah, if I had thousands of dollars, I would love to do that. But you know what? I'm sure I could figure it out on my own. So everything, I've just used money from my previous jobs or working part-time jobs in order to pay for my business. My biggest success in bootstrapping my business has been learning to say no and closing out the opportunity to invest in someone else's course or program. Again, like I said, there are so many good marketers out there and they really address the pain point. But at the same time, like if you don't have the money, you can't afford it. So figure it out on your own. Like, yeah, it is hard to figure it out, but if you keep showing up every day, you will figure it out. So I would say my biggest success is saying no to all the courses and programs and coaches that I would have loved to work with. And maybe one day I can, but so say no to them. And then my biggest failure is my biggest failure. I think my biggest failure is having spent pretty much almost every single dollar I ever had down to having $386 because I wanted it so bad. And even when I signed the paperwork to do it, it was the most expensive program I had ever spent money on. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. I might have to get a job, but I'm going to do this anyway. And the program itself was so awesome. I loved every single second of it. But it meant that I actually had to get a job, a full-time job that turned out to be horrible. It lasted 6 months, but it did help pay the bills. And it meant that I had to get another part-time job just to like pay the regular bills, just to catch up financially after that particular investment. So again, people paint the picture of like, oh my gosh, it'll be this, this, and this, and you'll be so amazing after you invest in our program. And I think so many coaches these days charge like astronomical fees to work with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, who can afford all that? So that would be one that was definitely my biggest failure. It turned out in the end, I got a lot out of it, but I don't know that financially I would do it unless I actually had the literal dollars in my bank account so that I could actually do it. For me, I think one of the best tips or tricks I've figured out about bootstrapping my business is getting really, really crystal clear on what I love doing. And so I love one-on-one conversations. My whole business is based on coaching people one-on-one to get focused and aligned in their businesses. Okay. But now how do I go out and do marketing, for example? So I've used my ability to connect one-on-one with individuals in my marketing. So that is why I've actually realized podcasting is a really great platform for me. It allows me to connect one-on-one with someone, and I get to talk about the things that I love doing. And so I don't have to go out and spend some money on learning how to do Instagram Reels, for example, because when I don't want to learn that, I don't like going onto Instagram. So why am I going to spend money to kind of put myself out there? Rather, I'm going to spend my time and money looking for other podcast hosts who are looking to have someone on their show to encourage their particular listeners. So that's one way. Just there's the front end of our businesses. So for me, you know, working with entrepreneurs, but then there's the back end of our businesses. And that's all of the stuff that most of us don't like doing. So how can I do what I love doing on the front end, one-on-one conversations, and mirror that on the back end? So that's one way, kind of figure out what do you love doing in your business, but then also apply that to the back end, because it won't feel that hard and you'll get clear on, okay, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. I just think that anybody who has an idea for a business or really loves doing something or can see like, oh, yeah, that's a huge problem. I'd love to be able to fix it. There's something there that you're noticing, but there's also something about noticing that implies that you have the ability to solve that problem and, most importantly, get paid to solve that problem. The trick is sticking it out in order to figure out how exactly you solve that. And so for me, that's exactly what I do in my business. It's like, okay, I help entrepreneurs figure out, okay, this is what you're really good at, and this is the type of offer you need, or this is how you can message yourself, or these are your ideal clients. Because once you get all of that figured out, then you can be an entrepreneur and get paid to do the things that you're really good at and to do the things that you really, really love, so that you don't have to go to work for someone if that's something that you don't want to do. So I would say, it's really, really hard figuring it out. We don't always know the best ways to figure it out, which is one of the reasons why I have my business, because I love helping people figure that out. But just know, if you want to be a business owner, you can do it. There's a lot of mindset issues that you'll have to face. There's a lot of personal development that you'll get to go through. Anyone who's building a business already is setting themselves up for just becoming a better version of themselves, because you do not become an entrepreneur and become a lesser version of yourself, because you have to do a lot of growth. So if you are interested in working together or seeing what I have to offer, please reach out to me on my website, Anna Y. Nelson, AnnaYNelson.com. And go to the contact page, and I would love to just connect for 30 minutes. It's free. It's my favorite. I love to do it. Or you can hop on my email list. I have a series of 8 podcast episodes all about 8 things every entrepreneur should know while starting a business. So I would love to hear from you, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.